Now, when it comes to video games, you already know. A lot of people were saying that Helldivers wasn't going to be here to stay when it initially came out, which was February 8th, 2024. Fast forward to July 16th, 2025, and Helldivers still has a 24-hour peak of 48,000 people playing the game, which some may say is not a lot. But if you carry that momentum, if that becomes the new norm, right, because its all-time peak was 17 months ago, which we don't really foresee Helldivers 2 overtaking that metric anytime soon, as far as 458,000, that was the all-time peak. With a 24-hour peak of 48,000, that seeming to be the new norm, let's just say when it comes to patch notes, when it comes to people really respecting the game, even if it's on consoles, PC, whatever it's on, people are still playing the game and still enjoying it. So that being said, the developers came out and basically gave patch notes for Helldivers 2, which introduces balancing, numerous mission and enemy fixes, and adjustments across weapons, stratagems. There we go. Weapons, stratagems, and boosters. And this update also enhances visual clarity and game stability for all players. So that being said, it's 12 minutes. We're not going to get into the entire 12 minutes, but we will get into the beginning of it and a little bit. We're going to skip around, obviously. So with that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the Helldivers 2 patch notes right now.
Hello and welcome. I'm Niklas Malmborg.
And I'm Fluffy.
Let's dive into the patch notes.
Okay, Fluffy.
So first off, we have to thank our community for highlighting the issue we had with status effects applying multiple times in multiplayer games.
I guess like we call it status effect, they call it network wonk.
Yes, well, which it was, to be fair.
And what the issue was that like we have a system that applies adds and like roles basically for different status effects of like should this thing be stunned or be put on fire. The clients also tried to do the same thing that the host is supposed to do.
Right, so we're predicting for every client.
Yeah.
So four times the application if you're four players.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on, also on the ping. But like everyone tried to get involved into that business, which the host didn't like. But it meant that you had slightly different experiences in like four-player multiplayer lobbies.
If you don't already know, the main thing about Helldivers 2 is you get to do all that is with your friends. I forget what
so
it's up to.
In relation to that, we're also doing some balancing changes, right?
Yes. So we're going to pull up some things for the solo player, and the result will probably be like for 3 and 4 player lobbies that its status effects are now applied a bit slower, but we buff souls for solo players too.
So the maximum squad size is up to 4 players in online co-op multiplayer. So meaning you could do all this with up to 4 players. Well, including yourself.
Buffs to, so, stun weapons to,
you're playing a lot of missions, tackling objectives, and let's just say it's huge scope, so because a lot of other people are also in the game.
Then let's get into the details.
Yes, let's go into them. When you get ragdolled, some of you guys have complained that like you will lie there a little bit too long. We're trying to make a good balance of not making it look wonk and you getting up on your feet as fast as you can. And we felt we could reduce the time a little bit. So we have made it faster to stand up. Hopefully it makes ragdolling a more pleasant experience. That's it.
Alright. I don't know what type of podcast this is, man. I ain't gonna cap to you.
The boost.
They having pauses and stuff, like there's no editor in sight.
Hellpods or the stun hellpods from the latest Warbond.
Let me see. What do we actually care about?
You didn't get the normal explosion, like the damage of a massive projectile fired from low orbit.
Capture the flag.
So,
no. Yeah, they're not really making this interesting. I ain't gonna cap to you.
On both of them now, right?
Yes. G, something watching.
So
what's
now
this?
It's just...
Oh, they're talking about grenades. What's this?
So we took the incendiary grenades, both the normal one and the impact one, and we just increased for how long it puts the ground on fire.
Right.
There's a lot of interesting grenades in the game. and for the incendiary grenades to be...
Looks fire. I'm not going to lie. When it comes to Helldivers 2, you really have to play it for yourself. I mean, I don't really... You know, as far as the devs, I guess their job is not to be, like, entertaining and be like, hey, man, let me tell a joke every 2 seconds, right? But ultimately, they're just telling you the patch notes of Helldivers 2. But the main thing about Helldivers 2 is when you play with other people, as far as your friends, and you tackle these missions, and you come out on the other end when it looks impossible, because a lot of the situations you're thrown into is meant to have this grandiose type of scale. So when you're tackling objectives with up to three other friends, you come to realize that it's all about the camaraderie and the teamwork. So I think that's the main thing. It's similar to Split Fiction. This game is best when you're playing with other people. You could play by yourself, but I think playing with a squad is best. Similar to Fortnite, similar to any other multiplayer game. But, it helps out a lot if you have friends to play this with. So, anyways, just want to let you know that the Helldiver 2 patch notes is out for the hardcore Helldivers 2 players out there. So, that being said, definitely click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about the Helldiver 2 patch notes? And if you watched the entire thing, what stood out the most about these patch notes?
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.